So this Saturday is the day.
Coming Saturday marks the 50th anniversary of the dedication of the space that we're sitting in right now, 50 years ago. A few of you were part of this church when the sanctuary was built. Anybody? Some folks here? There's a couple over there. Yeah, there. Back over here. 50 years ago. You might remember the excitement of that evening of Saturday, October 5th, 1969, 8 o'clock p.m., when the sanctuary was dedicated. Reverend Ken Schaefer was here. He represented the presbytery. Our ministers at the time, Dr. Jim Walker and Edward Pearson, they were joined in the service by church member Howard Holen, who had chaired the building committee. Mr. Holen presented the keys to Dr. Walker. The president of the College of Worcester, J. Garber Druschel, preached the sermon that night entitled New Stones from Old Walls. Well, I didn't want this 50th anniversary to pass without thinking back over the years to consider what this building has meant to us. And I wondered who I might invite to be part of this service, to share their thoughts about the blessing that this building has been to us. After all, a lot has happened in this room in the past half century. If only these walls could talk. And then it occurred to me, these walls can talk. On one of my many walks around and around and around the sanctuary, I became acquainted with our two special guests this morning. You might remember meeting them on the sanctuary's silver anniversary 25 years ago in 1994. I'd like you to meet Mortimer Mortar and Brenda Brick. There we go. Well, good morning, Brenda, Mortimer.
Hello.
Please, call me Morty.
All right, fine, Morty. Welcome to our worship service. Say hello to the people of Rocky River Presbyterian Church.
Oh, we know who they are. We see them every week.
Oh, of course you do. Well, we're honored that you've agreed to speak to us again this morning. You've seen a lot over the last 50 years, and we'd like to hear about it. But before we do that, may I ask where you're from?
Well, I'm from right here in Ohio, a clay pit near Youngstown.
I'm a Southern Belle, John. I'm from a quarry in the Atlanta area.
Oh, and you two met where?
At the Brickyard, Metropolitan Brick in Canton.
I saw her arrive in a load of clay that was dumped on the other side of the yard. We got cast in the same lot. These were specially made bricks for this job.
What?
But to think that we wound up being placed next to each other in the same course of bricks in the same building. I used to call it fate that Brenda and I were brought together, but now I know that it was by the grace of God.
So you've had an experience of God's grace, Morty?
Being part of a church for this long, John, I've learned that God has a role in everything.
Believe me, John, Morty's not the same brick I knew on the pallet. Since we've been here, he's become more sensitive, more aware that he's a part of something much bigger than himself.
Actually, you both are part of something much bigger than yourselves, and not just spiritually, but in a physical sense, too. So let me ask you, what has it meant to you to be part of a church building?
John, some of my best friends are now chimneys, shopping malls, driveways, and loading docks. Now, I don't mean this to sound like bragging, but being part of a church, well, I think it's the most meaningful thing I could be.
Me too. People can live without most of the stuff sold in the brick front stores. People can survive without fancy-looking patios or barbecue pits. But a church, well, a church helps people get in touch with the God who guides all of life.
Do you really think that a building can make that much difference in experiencing God?
Well, think what a building signifies, John. A church building suggests permanence, endurance. It suggests a refuge from the troubles of the world that try to beat us down. The church protects us. You know, they call it a sanctuary because it is a place of sanctus, of holiness. Here, we're reminded that life is holy. Life is a gift from God to be celebrated. We shouldn't take life for granted. We shouldn't abuse our lives or the lives of others.
Again, not to brag, John, but being part of this church, I've seen how important this place has been for hundreds and hundreds of people. The weekly worship services on Sunday mornings, we've had literally thousands of services, haven't we, Morty?
Yep.
And John, I know that some people outside the church think that all those Sunday morning services must be the same old ritual week after week after week. But that's not what I see in the faces of the people who leave this sanctuary. I see people whose loneliness is blown away by Sunday services. I see people who come in quiet desperation, bearing a burden that is about ready to squash them. And when they leave knowing that the load is being shared on their shoulders and on God's shoulders. I see people searching for meaning. And when they come in and hear that God loves them unconditionally, and that when this life ends, eternal life begins, when they hear the word of God, which is for them, they get the perspective they've been seeking. They're not only living for themselves anymore. They're living to serve God.
Well, I've always thought that weekly worship services were essential to living a meaningful life, and I'm glad to hear you express it so beautifully, Brenda. Now, let me ask you both. Any interesting stories, any secrets? I mean, I imagine you've seen a lot happen in this room.
Well, there might be some people who don't know that near the vestibule coat racks, there's a secret stairway that leads to the hidden balcony.
True.
And I don't know any secrets, John, but as far as interesting stories, Morty, do you remember when we were being built and a lumber strike delayed the installation of the roof? We brick walls were completed, but there was nothing over our heads. One church member driving by saw the building here down the hill in the bank of fog and said that we looked like Noah's Ark floating in the mist. And then there was that wedding where the bride started to cry, and then all the bridesmaids and the groom and one of his groomsmen and then the parents and probably half of the invited guests. What a weeping crowd, except for the father of the bride. He just sat there the whole time with the biggest grin on his face.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you two experienced a lot of happy times in here. But I imagine that the funerals must be pretty sad.
Well, yes and no. We're always saddened when this church loses one of its own. But the very fact that we are honoring that death with a worship service in this building, that is an affirmation of our faith. That the person's life is worthy of celebrating because life continues in God's eternal kingdom. I think that funerals are one of the most important reasons Brenda and I and all of the others have been brought together to make this building.
You know, what you just said raises a question in my mind. Do you ever wish you were some other part of the building? I mean, don't take this the wrong way, but you are just two out of hundreds of thousands of bricks in this building. Do you ever wish you were a window or a door, a beam, a chandelier?
Not for a minute, John. Scripture says, I chose a valuable stone, which I am placing as the cornerstone in the holy place. And also it says that the stone that the builders rejected as worthless turned out to be the most important of all. We don't have any feelings of inferiority, John. The builders chose us to be here, to hold down the wall below us and to hold up the wall above us. We have a unique place in this building. Without us, it wouldn't be complete.
You know, we're kind of like one of those sermon illustrations we've heard over the years from you and Jim Walker and the other ministers and all of those great lay preachers, too. God has called each of your members to serve the kingdom in a special way. Isn't that what you believe?
I certainly do.
And in the process of serving God's kingdom, some people may get a lot of attention by being elders or choir members or liturgists or guest preachers. Others don't get as much attention, but what they're doing is important just the same. They may pick up someone who doesn't drive so they can get to church. They may make a phone call to someone they've not seen in church in a while and simply ask, how are you? How's it going? They may include another church member in their prayers. Do they get a lot of attention? No. But is what they do important? Without question. So what's more important? A brick in the front wall or a brick hidden behind a radiator? a window or a wall, a square of carpet or a square of roofing tile, a well-known deacon or a shy new member. There's no difference. We're all important simply because we are precious to God.
John, there's just one other thing I need to say, because some people misunderstand what we bricks are doing. Some people complain that when bricks are built up into a church building, we end up cutting you off and isolating you from the outside world, creating a self-centered, naive world for the worshipers inside. Nothing could be further from the truth. When we bricks are made into a church building, we're a structure that proclaims God's love for all the world to see. People can look upon this building and know that those inside are trying their best to spread God's love throughout the world.
People aren't perfect. They don't always succeed in showing God's love. Just like we construction materials don't always succeed in keeping the wind and rain outside. But you people and we bricks all try our best, and that's what God asks of us.
So, what's ahead for you two?
God willing, we're going to be here a long time.
I think we have a happy future in store, judging from the joy I hear as people walk past me. As your members have found spiritual fulfillment here, now they're asking friends, neighbors, family members to come here with them to experience for themselves the joy that comes from being part of this church.
Well, any closing words to me or to the people of the church?
Well, the next time you look at the walls of this sanctuary, don't take us for granted, and don't take each other for granted either.
That's right. Remember that the love of God, which we know in Jesus Christ, that love is the mortar which holds you all together.
And speaking of mortar, it's about time for us to get back to our places in the wall before anyone misses us.
We look forward to seeing y'all for the next anniversary.
And we thank you both for joining us today. Thank you very much.